presence. As humans, we are blessed with very active and capable minds. Sometimes that blessing can turn into a curse, though, if we let the thinking mind run the show. What does that mean? Are you caught in thought spirals sometimes? Have you ever found yourself berating yourself for being caught in yet another thought that you cannot seem to let go of and that keeps coming back? The mind tries to keep us analyzing, rethinking the points when we have already thought them through plenty of times. It is easy to get lost in fear thoughts and worry. They will drag us all over the place in an endless loop. Trust me, I've been there. Don't get me wrong, our mind is a great tool. It is really good at structuring concepts and at finding points for and against something, and at rationalizing whichever way we want to rationalize. And because it is so good at rationalizing whichever way we want to turn a story, it is just not for deciding and sticking with decisions and being okay with them. Has it ever happened to you that you explained a situation to a friend, and when they made a suggestion, you started arguing for the exact opposite of what you seemed to favor before? That is because the analytical mind is great at rationalizing both sides, but it can get us stuck in analysis paralysis when we try to come to a decision about something that matters to us. The analytic mind is really good at its job of keeping you in analysis. It keeps reminding you of things that happened in the past, that you should think about one more time, whether there was anything to be done differently. And it keeps reminding you of the future, that you should think about the things you need to do next, and how best to do them, and whether it is a good idea, or how it can be done better, or what could go wrong. A lot of the time, the mind tries to pull us further into the future than is useful. We worry about steps 5, 6, and 7 before having taken steps 1 and 2. There is so much we would learn during steps 1 and 2 that will make taking steps 5, 6, and 7 so much easier. So let's go take them, trusting that we are perfectly capable at figuring out the following steps as necessary. Take a deep breath now, dear one. Where have you been trying to think too many steps ahead or too many steps backwards? Take a deep breath with it and then let it go. Give it some space. We don't have time to be lost in fear or worry thinking. Life slips quickly by. Let's wake up. Let's not waste our lives. No need to be lost in stress, fear, and worry. Let's practice how to turn our attention away from those fearful thoughts and anchoring it into something trustworthy. Our body in the present moment. That trust is anchored in being able to relax into the present moment, in being able to feel okay in the present moment. Choose to make well-being a law and be devoted to your well-being. How you're feeling right here in this moment is what matters. Trying to find security at some moment in the future doesn't work. So, dear one, take a deep breath. What are you feeling in your body right now? Name it. Name the sensation. And then identify where in your body you feel it. One of my teachers, Karina, says, first, have the self-love to release the pressure of your thinking mind and come home to the body. over and over again. Second, activate the sense of seeing before thinking, just noticing what is around you in this very moment. Get your sense of feeling activated and feel the sensations in your body. Then tether your attention to the breath. Third, bring in an element of kindness, friendliness, and caring. All this is an act of self-love, and it is a continuous practice for every day. Where we need training is in unhooking from the mind. Soften your body and sense where you feel fear or worry, and let yourself soften. What is there right now in this moment to appreciate? Can you feel your pulse somewhere in your body, your heartbeat? Can you sense the air moving in and out of your body as you breathe? Can you feel your fingers, your toes, your face? How good it feels to take a deep breath. How good it feels to soften the heart. How good it feels to just let go of everything, even if only for a little bit. Active appreciation. Gratitude is a tough practice, especially in these times. And it is such a saving grace. Everyone who has ever seriously committed to gratitude practice for an extended period of time will tell you that it made a difference for them. It is only in the continued act of practice, not just knowing about it, that we create change. We can't let our mental habits take our power away. Let's replace them with habits that serve our well-being. Would you rather be hanging out in the past or future, getting lost in thought and be on autopilot? Or do you choose the life that is actually happening? Will you choose every day to look at the things to repeatedly anchor in the present moment? Will you come back to the sensations in your body? Will you dedicate your attention to what is happening right here and now? Claim consciously the life that is wanting to be appreciated. It is our choice. Which one are you making? Reclaim. Come back to the sensations in your body, dear one. What do you feel now? Where exactly do you feel that in your body? And what other sensations do you notice? The ones that are more subtle.